You're watching a movie with Silas.
Today, I am reviewing the new horror film, Maxine. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. As I said, today I am reviewing the newest horror film, Maxine. Maxine is part three of a trilogy by Ty West, directed and written by Ty West. The first film, the series was kicked off by X. The movie X took place in like the 1970s. Then we about an adult film production happening on a little rural town in the U.S. And then the follow-up movie was Pearl, which took place like in the 30s or 40s. And it followed one of the villains from the first movie. And then Maxine follows I don't know if I want to say ingenue for this film, but the lead actress, she's the only survivor from the original film X. So this takes place in 1984. So we're looking, I don't have the exact dates for the first one, but this takes place years after the original film. She was the lone survivor. And yeah, and so that's where this is. So, as I said, it's a horror suspense film, rated R, 1 hour, 44 minutes, written and directed by Ty West. The cast, Mia Goth reprising a role as Maxine Minx. That's what we're calling her. I think she has a different last name for this one. Along with Elizabeth Debicki, Moses Sumney, Michelle Monahan, Bobby Cannavale, Halsey, Lily Collins, and Giancarlo Esposito. But last but not least, Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon's got a really fun role in this. I think he'll do him and Esposito. Wonderful actors. It's great seeing them in this. I was surprised. I saw no trailers before this. I wanted to come in with this really fresh. Overall, a very enjoyable film. Very enjoyable. It's probably my third favorite of the three. But I think it's a very enjoyable horror film. And I think if you're a fan of this of the series, does it help complete it? Maybe in some ways. The story: in 1980s Hollywood, adult film star and aspiring actress Maxine Minx finally gets her big break. However, as a mysterious killer stalks the starlets of Los Angeles, a trail of blood threatens to reveal her sinister past. So, as I said, good film. Good, solid horror, solid scare. I was scared. Hands up on my face, going like, ooh, some little gruesome moments. So there's some blood. I don't know if it's totally slasher. There was some slashes. And I think my imagination took a hold of me a lot. Okay, there are some pretty gnarly kills in this. Now that I say that yeah, some hard to look at times, but at least I can cover my eyes for a brief time and not look, and I get the gist once the reaction from the audience is mellowed out a bit. Someone asked me, I was telling them about the original series and I was excited about seeing this film, and they were asking me if it was a slasher, and I still say no, with the caveat, like, it's not clean, that's for sure. Just be prepared to cover your eyes and not look sometimes. But I think the nervousness in it, the story that it creates, is pretty worth it. So Maxine is there. She gets a role in this film, The Puritan 2, like a sequel, is made up franchise. And this story kind of follows that. If her getting on this and the effects in her life, she's an adult film star or film person, I guess, and trying to break into the regular mainstream films, and which, you know, as we've probably heard, if you follow this kind of thing in real life, it can be very challenging. Mia Goth plays Maxine. She does a great job showing how haunted her character is by the past. There's some flashbacks of the previous film, And you still see that desire of her wanting to be famous that she had in the first one. She'll do anything to be famous, but that the PTSD, the nervousness of life now, that that event caused, she's a stronger woman than she was in the beginning of the first one. So you've seen that growth in her. And she's just, I mean, she's not a villain in this, but she's not taking crap from nobody, right? And I just think she does such a fine job. And then Kevin Bacon as this a detective in this is, or a private detective, he's really great. This is like a great little character role for Kevin Bacon. I think you're going to really enjoy him in this. Overall, the tone of the film, I really liked, you know, the '80s, the celebration of the '80s, they really got it. They really hit that well. And this world that Ty West, the director, is playing with, it's interesting. It's fun. I don't know how to describe the quite style of the ambient, but it feels, you know, like a part of, there's a VHS movie rental store as part of the film. That's just there. And there are parts of me that think the film looks like a video you would have watched in the '80s. So like, it's almost like it's imperfect. That's the tone of it. It's not like we're not highlighting the CGI kind of stale look of modern films. I feel like there is a little bit of grittiness to the filter they use on it for the movie, because you know they're using high tech, right? But it doesn't necessarily feel high tech, and just they capture the world just wonderfully. Now I'd say, you know, it's my third best of this. I think it wasn't, I mean, part of the description says horror suspense, and I think it is a lot more suspense than the other ones were horror. I didn't, until the third act of the film, I'm not even sure, it would have just been a gross suspense. I'm not sure horror was quite there for me. And then I remember scenes and I'm like, no, I guess it was there throughout it. But I didn't find it as intriguing as the first two. I was curious. I wanted to know what was happening, who the killer is, kind of this, but I wasn't dying of curiosity. I was kind of like, who's it gonna be? Who are they drudging up from the past for this? I don't know where they're going, which is good. But I didn't feel like whoever they had was going to be this amazing revelation. And I still didn't feel that at the end. It was an interesting choice for the film, how it resolves, but I wasn't as excited about the ending as I think they would want me to be. So it just didn't have that oomph in the last one. Also, I kind of felt like they could have shot this film or not. Like, it wasn't really, does it close out the trilogy well? Kind of. Yeah. I mean, you get to see the follow-up, you get to see what she does, but this film didn't need to happen. They could have ended the last two and I'd be fine. Rumor has it that there's a fourth one being written, and it will depend on how well this film does. So maybe that will be a better conclusion if they do that. I don't know. I just think, like, I wasn't necessarily disappointed. I guess I just wasn't, at the end, as fulfilled as I hoped I would be. But I do think the performances are worthy of seeing. Certainly if you're a horror fan, and if you like the other two, go see it. Ty West, I really like this. Well, I love when an actor or a director, writer kind of like when they write and direct it, and it feels consistent, and the style feels consistent. I love the writer director creating the art, because it doesn't. Don't get me wrong, filmmaking is a very team effort, and it takes a team. It takes a village to create a film. You can't do it by yourself, for sure. But when you have the writer director together as the same person, it just helps create a good vision for the future, a vision for how this film will look, maybe leading into other films. That's solid, and that shows in this work. There's a lot. It's hard, you know. Mysteries are particularly, I think, hard to shoot or to talk about without giving anything away, right? I'm trying the lesson from this film. Now it's challenging for this. I think the lesson is sort of that there are people who feel destined to stardom, and they will do anything to get there. And so maybe it's a cautionary tale. Maybe it's be careful what you wish for. That's another possibility. I don't know. Every film has lessons. It has multiple lessons in it. And this one, horror films can be a little, I think, a little harder to find the messaging in that. Or they're sometimes, I guess sometimes they're just absolutely full of messages. But I think as I walk away from the film, I'm impressed by, not impressed by what's the impression upon me is, man, Maxine, like, she just keeps going forward no matter what. Like, she is so razor focused on being a star. She'll just repress everything else to make her dreams come true. And maybe it shows that we have to sacrifice. She's sacrificing not just her body and not just her soul, but like the ability to rest and just be at peace to go after this dream. And I'm like, I don't have it in me what she had to go do whatever it takes, right? Like, I was telling him after the film, like, some people will do anything it takes to make it. I don't do anything. Like, I'm in Seattle. I'm far from the action. I'm not trying. I'm not only not willing to cross lines, I'm not willing to get out of bed, I guess. Seattle's perfect for that. If Seattle did a horror movie, Seattle's monster would just be depression, right? It wouldn't be, you know, we don't need creatures. We don't have tornadoes. We don't have hurricanes. What's going to get you here? Depression. And that would be an interesting horror film. Make depression your villain. Let's try to let the cops find depression out there. I guess it could also be like a Inside Out film, right? I guess. Anyway, in my rating system of love it, like it, or lose it, I'm gonna give Maxine a like it. I did enjoy it. I was glad I saw it. It's not particularly long, hour 44 minutes. Nice movie, in and out. Definitely worth the stunning performances by all the whole cast. Whole cast is great, and see where Ty West takes you. And I'll tell you this: it gave me enough of an appetite for it that if a 4 comes out, I'll go. I'll see what's going on. I don't know, where is she at this point? Is it gonna be in the 90s? Maybe 2020s? Is she a grandma now, a adult film star grandma. I don't know, but I'll check it out. Ty West has earned my trust with his franchise, and I want to see where he'll take it. So if you film it, I will come. I will watching it. Look, that joke can go in a lot of ways based off this film, but so I'm going to leave it there. Okay. But anyway, I don't know. Did you see Maxine? Am I crazy? Did you love it? Did you like it? Did you lose it? I liked it. What did you think? Let me know in the comments, and subscribe so you can find out, the next time a movie review drops out of nowhere, you'll be notified right away. Okay. So like, subscribe, and share with your friends. And I want to thank you for listening, but mostly I want to thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah.